From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri resigned Saturday, saying in a televised broadcast he sensed a plot to target his life and criticized Iran and its Lebanese ally Hezbollah. Marissa Melton reports.
Hariri became Lebanon's prime minister late last year after a political deal that also brought Hezbollah ally Michel Aoun to office as the country's president. Hezbollah is politically dominant in Lebanon, but its ties to Iran and its support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad have angered some Lebanese. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The second phase of a campaign to vaccinate tens of thousands of Rohingya refugee children against cholera got underway in Cox's Bazar Saturday. Lisa Schlein has more.
The oral cholera vaccination campaign, which is being led by the World Health Organization, is targeting nearly 180,000 children between the ages of 1 and 5 years. They will receive an additional dose of the vaccine for added protection. The children had received a first dose of the vaccine when the campaign was launched on October 10th. At that time, the oral cholera vaccine was administered to more than 700,000 people above the age of one. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Saudi Arabia Saturday intercepted and destroyed a ballistic missile northeast of the capital of Riyadh. According to state media, the missile was of limited size and no injuries or damage were reported, according to news channel Al Akhbariya. The Houthis in Yemen, who control most of the country, reportedly have claimed the attack. Follow Voice of America on social media platforms for pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News. North Korea ruled out talks and threatened to increase its nuclear arsenal in a fresh warning to Donald Trump's administration Saturday as the U.S. president set off on a tour of Asia. Tom Turco has the story.
The North state-run KCNA news agency said in a commentary that the U.S. should give up the absurd idea that Pyongyang would succumb to international sanctions and give up its nuclear weapons. It added that Pyongyang is in the final stage for completing nuclear deterrence. The White House said Trump will deliver a speech at South Korea's National Assembly and urge common resolve in the face of shared threat. Tom Turco, VOA News.
Chris Hagedorn, the United States representative, addressed UNESCO's General Conference in Paris on Saturday for the final time before the country leaves the organization.
As we emphasized at the time of our recent announcement, we intend to remain engaged while still a full member and later as an observer, and to support related international cooperation in educational, scientific, cultural, communication, and information activities in line with U.S. values and interests.
The United States decided to leave the UN's cultural agency by the end of next year because of what it said was anti-Israel bias. The U.S. stopped funding UNESCO after it voted to include Palestine as a member state in 2011, but the State Department has maintained a UNESCO office and sought to weigh in on policy issues behind scenes. Typhoon Damri killed at least 19 people in central and southern Vietnam on Saturday after the storm swept into the country just days ahead of the APEC summit of Asia-Pacific leaders. Damri reached land at 4 a.m. local time Friday with wind gusts of up to 90 kilometers per hour. Martha O'Donovan was charged Friday with attempting to overthrow the Zimbabwean government, which carries a sentence of up to 20 years in jail. Her lawyers argue that police only informed her of the charge hours after her arrest, thereby violating the Constitution.
We were contending that the arrest was not in compliance with the mandatory provisions of the Constitution, and in particular that the police officers were obligated to inform our client of the reason of arrest at the time that they arrested her, something which they didn't do. Unfortunately, the court was not with us on that particular issue, and as a result, our application was dismissed.
She now faces 11 days in jail until her next court appearance. Her lawyer said that they will apply for bail at the High Court on Monday. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.